My first question is, what is your full name?
Cash McIntosh French.
Where did you grow up?
I would say my first 5 years up in Alaska. And then my parents bought a sailboat and homeschooled my brother and I down in Central America on a sailboat. So it was from San Diego down through Costa Rica, Honduras, through the Panama Canal, and over to Florida. And then I grew up from age 10 to 18 up in Big Bear Lake, California. And then I went up to San Francisco to go to college.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a brother who's a year younger. His name's Chad.
Who are your parents?
Good question. My mom and dad are Bob and Gail, and they've raised me from 3 months. I was adopted at 3 months.
And that's my next question. Can you tell us how you and I are related?
Sure. Well, basically, my biological mom, Jackie, is sisters with Leslie.
And
So that's not
Leslie's
very
mom.
related.
Yeah. So when did you find out you were adopted?
I found out at age 29. This guy called from Alaska. He called my brother and said that we were both adopted. And my brother called me and said, "This guy just called and said we're adopted." And I said, "What are you going to do?" He's like, "I'm going to call mom and dad and find out." So 2 weeks later, he calls me back and says, "It's true. We're adopted." And I just broke down and cried. My first initial thought within the first few seconds is like, "Oh my gosh, I was chosen. That's so cool." And then a minute after that, I'm like, "Wait, I've been lied to my whole life."
Do you know why your parents kept it a secret?
I do. They wanted their own kid, and they were trying to have kids, and they weren't able to. And when they found out I was up for adoption, they adopted me right away, very early. And they did try and tell me. They did try and tell me at age like 3 or 2 or 4, somewhere in there. And I, at the time, I guess I said, "No, I'm related to my brother," you know. But it wasn't brought up past that, and so I didn't really think of it or remember it or know. And so I had no idea.
And you had a really strong bond with your brother, right?
I did, especially on the sailboat. We played together, we got along great, and then when we got off the boat, I was in 5th grade and he was in 4th, and we went into public schools. And I think our interest in life differed in a lot of different ways because we're very different people.
How did you find us, your biological family?
Well, I basically looked online and looked on the internet and looked all over the place, and I couldn't really find anyone related to myself. And so I called a couple different agencies that do that, and I said, "Listen, this is the information I know. Can you find my biological mom or dad?" And it was like a 4-year period. Like each year they said, "Well, we have this address as of 1986." And so I wrote a letter to Jackie, my bio mom, and said, "This is your son. I don't know if you're interested in knowing who I am." I sent that out. And then like a year later, they would say, "Here's an address as of 1991. Or, it would just go on and on. And then the last one, and I even visited places. I went to the address, and Jackie was no longer there. So then I got one address, and then I think she called me and said, "This is Jackie." And it was such a trip.
Jackie called you.
Yes, she
Oh,
called
I
me,
didn't
and I
know
talked to her.
this.
And then I was able to get grandma's number, and then that was it. And then I called grandma, and then I think I spoke to Leslie, and then I made a meeting to come down to your home when you're a little bitty
Little bitty little ball of
ball.
fluff.
It was incredible to meet Leslie and you and Dave and then Grandma and then Jackie and also Mickey.
It's kind of a trip, though, how we're related, because I'm also like, I'm adopted into the family, and you were
Right.
adopted out of the family.
Right.
So it's like, we're technically not
Exactly.
blood related.
So as far as my blood relatives out there in the world, it would be Jackie and then you and Leslie. But it is true. I'm adopted out, you're adopted in.
Yeah.
And so
We are both chosen. That's pretty cool.
that is really cool.
Are you happy you got to know us?
Oh my gosh, yes!
You guys are so cool.
Are so close to my heart.
Yeah, we're too cool for anybody else. I know that you're glad you met us, and you're happy that you know us, but Sarah, who's your wife, is she glad that you met us?
Like, she's very glad, yeah. And she's really glad that she got to meet Jackie as well. She loves that she's met everyone, and she loves all of you.
I know the answer to this, but I want you to kind of elaborate on it. Did your parents have a problem with you looking for your birth family?
Yes, they did. They just wanted us to be their kids, and that's it. They feel like they raised us, and we're their children, and in their mindset, if you're looking for someone else, then you don't like them. So their vantage point is, we don't want to talk about it. We're your parents, and that's it. And they feel very hurt that I looked and found you guys. And they don't even know all the details. They just know that I found my biological mom. And now they probably know about you. But they're hurt, and they don't want to talk about it. And that's just their mindset.
And do they still have a problem with you looking for us or spending time with us?
Yep. Well, they don't really know.
How would you say your relationship is with them after knowing that they've kept your adoption a secret, that they did keep it a secret for a while?
I think it separated us a bit. When we found out, they had told us that first Christmas back in 1999, we had talked to them and said, hey, we're adopted, and I still thought mom was my biological mom. And I had actually asked at the time, is there anything else you guys need to tell us? And they were so adamant about just wanting us to be their sons that they didn't say there was anything else. So then a couple months later, when they went back to the boat, I called the biological father up in Alaska. I said, this is Cash. And he said, well, I'm your brother's biological father, but I'm not your biological father. And your mom is not your biological mom. So after finding out that I was adopted by dad, I then found out over the phone of someone I never spoke to before that mom was not my biological mom.
And that's when you found out you're not biologically related to your brother.
Correct.
If you had the chance to, like, change your relationship with your adoptive parents in this situation, how would you change it? Or if you would want to?
Yeah, I would want to. I would want them to know you guys. I would want them to know my whole family. I want us all to get along. I'd like us all to meet up for Christmases and stuff. I think that would be fun and incredible. And I think it's a very thankful thing. It's like without my family giving up for adoption, I wouldn't have the life I've had. And so I think it's a respect thing. It's a family thing. And it's a loving thing. It's not like I hate my kid, give him up for adoption. You know, it's more like in a loving way, realizing I'm not in a place where raising a kid would be good for the kid.
Right.
That's so selfless.
Is there any way you'd want to change your relationship with us?
I wouldn't say change. I would like to see you guys every month.
Right.
I'd like to see you once a month. I'd like to come down there six times. I'd love you to come up six times. Or if we live closer to each other, like, I'd love to hang out more. I would love to talk with Leslie a lot. I would like to spend time with your grandpa or our grandpa. Or, you know, and I would love.
Yeah.
I would love more of that.
How are you planning, this is not one of my questions, but this just, okay, how are you planning to explain to your little boy, that our situation?
I think Sarah and I, when the time's right, we'll just let them know, like, who the relatives are, and, you know, I don't really want there to be, within the next 5 or 10 years, separation between, oh, this is grandparents, and this is other people. I want it all to be known. And I think everyone has to get on board, you know, because we're not going to hide and do secrets, and that just doesn't work, and it's not authentic, and it's not real.
Do you think that after he's born, that you and I are going to end up spending more time together?
I think it's going to be much more challenging. Like, without having a kid, we've had a lot more leeway, and now with a kid, I mean, it's like full-on raising a kid. So,
yeah.
If you're up for visiting, yes, I think we'll definitely see each other more.
How has your life changed since you found out about us and have gotten to know us personally?
Well, I think my life has been richer, and having people understand someone emotionally on that level, like, that made me feel like, oh, this is my family, this is my community, these are my people I want to be with forever.
How do you think your life would be different if you weren't adopted?
Well, I think I would have been raised with Jackie or with Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been down in L.A. And I wouldn't have had, you know, traveling the world experiences as much so. But I would have been, I think I would have, I'd be a completely different person. I would have gone a whole different path. I think I would have made a whole bunch of different mistakes. I've made many mistakes the way I've gone, but it would have been a whole different way of looking at life, and I don't know what it would look like. I don't know if I would be in as wonderful a place as I am right now. I don't know if I'd be married. I don't know if I would be married and divorced four times. I really don't know what that looks like. I thought about it, and I don't think I would have had a dad in the picture. But I don't think I would have been around my mom that much either because of her situation. Right. Being mentally unstable, you know, bipolar.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting way of thinking about it, you know, not really knowing where you'd be if you didn't have this whole other life, you know.
True. I mean, it's not something I can answer, but yet if I'm attempting to, that's what my guess would be.
What if you didn't know that you were adopted? Like, what if that Norm, yeah, Chad's biological father had never called. What do you think would have happened?
I don't know if I would be married. I like to know what's going on. I like the truth. I like to be open. I didn't really feel things were off, but there was just little things here and there where I'd be like, I noticed differences between my brother and I, but I didn't really make the connection. And right after I found out I was adopted, like within 3 weeks, I was in Las Vegas. I was hanging out with this lady I'd met, and she met my dad. She said, "You don't look like your dad at all. You must look like your mom." And this was just after finding out that I was adopted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never heard that before. Or I might have heard it, but I never made that connection. But I just think I'm more settled and more grounded because of knowing the truth. And so I think things would have been just fine. I just think there's more... I know the direction I was in before, which wasn't bad. It's just... I don't know. That's even more of a challenging question to answer because I'm having to... I didn't really know, so I think things would have been just fine. Because I've said to people, when I found out, I said, well, imagine if you found out right now that you were adopted and you didn't know. So people are like, oh, I'd handle it this way. Well, I have thought that before, but until you're actually in the situation, it's totally 100% different. You can't foresee it.
All right.
What's the next question?
Actually, that's all my questions.
That's all your questions. Well, good. Then I have something else to say. I want to say thank you for asking me these questions because I love talking about family stuff and I love connecting and I love that you're in my life and Leslie's in my life and I want to hang out more and spend time more and I'm excited about your mom being able to hear better, you know, so we can talk more and I'd love for you guys to visit more often.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for doing this project and I'm excited about you visiting the little one that we're going to have soon.
Yeah, definitely.
I love you very much.